Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking at about a 4-hour flight time today. We got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
I was born broken-hearted boy, give or take an ounce.
Oh, you're damn right. Let's go. Hour number one on a Tuesday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing, giving you the great intros. Happy birthday to Ray, producer of the Rodcast. We just learned he turned 30 today. And much like Trey and Kevin, and really me too, and a lot of guys out there, he didn't make that much out of his birthday.
No.
He didn't even tell Rod until like halfway through the show. So good for you, Ray.
Yeah.
It's a birthday.
I respect Ray more.
Yeah, no need to flip out. Now, if you're a little kid, that's different.
Yeah.
Birthdays are for little kids.
Right.
I talked to Jeff Ketchum today. His twins turn 4 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So they're getting ready for a huge celebration because they're 4.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Kind of a modern version of that, yeah. One of these places where you can jump all over the place and go crazy. One of those kind of places. Air, you know, jump around,
yeah.
Trampolines, air inflatables.
Do they have those?
Inflatables. Oh, yeah.
I would think just to open one of those up legally now, it'd be a lot.
You would be interested, I think, in the, what's that place we went to? It's called like Urban Trampoline Park, I think is what it's called. And they have this huge area where they just connect a bunch of trampolines and have padding in between, and kids just jump all around and go crazy.
Well, the New Age one is in the Miller development. All you people in from out of town or live here from out of town, Miller Development.
Mm-hmm.
And Trey, you, what do your kids do there? Solve puzzles and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's called the Thinkery. That's a little bit different from the trampoline park.
That's like a kid's
I assume
museum
you're talking Jump Street, or it's kind of like a museum. Yeah, it's an interactive museum.
All
but
my kid
the place that you guys are talking about is either the trampoline park over in Cedar Park, or there's a place that's kind of like a little kid's Dave and Buster's. So more like a general arcade that has some ball pits and other play areas.
Yeah, I think it may be that kind of deal. So whether it's your birthday or not, hope you're having a good day. Glorious day outside, weather-wise. Yeah.
Glorious.
Is there one of those days?
Sound like Walton.
This, come on, it's glorious. This is incredible.
Were you hiking earlier?
The only thing
in
that could make this day better, Kevin, is if people respected the Conference of Champions more and USC within this tournament.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Well, I said yesterday, I think they had the biggest beef.
They got robbed. They did get robbed. So before we get to the regular tournament, let me just ask this strange question. It has happened to me before, but I'm also a fan of a team that's not anywhere close to college basketball royalty. So,
and I am?
Well, Notre Dame is certainly more college basketball royalty than A&M is where I was headed.
Okay, fair.
So as a Notre Dame basketball...
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, as a Notre Dame basketball fan, they're playing tonight. In the NIT, do you watch? Do you devote the time to it? Or do you just kind of check in because it's the NIT?
Oh, somewhere in between.
Okay.
Check in and watching.
Because
I like this team.
Yeah, this is a nice Notre Dame team to watch. But I wish they were in the tournament.
This NIT banner won't be like the 78 NIT banner for Texas when the NIT back in the day was at times better than the NCAA, depending on how loaded conferences were, because only one team from a conference went in.
I don't know that there's ever been anything in sports like the NIT back then in terms of quality of talent that got in because of that rule. The amount of good teams that ended up in that tournament every year was crazy.
And here's the weird thing about college basketball and the NBA, and really, I guess, basketball in general then, is that they've been on both sides of what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Like the people that...
That's a great
people
point.
That bitch now, like, these kids, I mean, this is slavery. They're locked up. I can't believe... Back in the day, freshmen couldn't play.
Correct.
Only one team from a conference could get into the NCAA tournament. Well, there's four teams in the ACC that are in the top 10. You're telling me the NIT gets 3 of those?
Correct.
We're going to give you 3 top 10 teams.
Yeah, exactly. In a lesser, air quotes, lesser tournament.
Right.
There's nothing like that, the old NIT, I don't think, in any sport. I cannot think of something that is comparable.
And now we go to let them all in. Look, if he's 14 and he really wants to come in, just let him come in and dribble for a little while. Halftime, even.
More conferences, more automatic qualifiers.
Right.
We need more.
And then that.
We need more Radfords and what is tonight? LIU, Brooklyn's. We need more of those in the tournament.
So are you going to watch tonight? Are you going to watch? Because the NCAA tournament, I'm being told, starts tonight. Everything I'm being told is opposite of what you say, Chad.
Oh, really? And who's telling you this? Are they at True TV or CBS?
They're all TV people on Twitter.
Right, exactly.
So and they may have something in it.
Yeah. If it helps them sleep or you sleep or anybody sleep, if you want to think the tournament starts tonight, that's cool. That's fine. But again, I saw something on TV today talking about the ESPN bracket challenge. When are the brackets due? 2 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You make all the...
The first couple years, they tried to get him in by Tuesday.
If you want to try to do that, then the argument starts to take shape.
And I don't think they got a lot of brackets.
No, that didn't really happen. Plus, again, when you're on True TV, which is where they are tonight, and you both got the same seating, yeah, you're not really in the tournament yet.
Where's True TV?
I'm going to have to double check it because I forget every year. I never watch True TV until this hunk of the year. And
isn't that all hidden camera stuff?
No, it actually has some really good shows on it.
Okay, I think last year people said that.
I think there's some decent stuff on the channel. I just don't watch a lot of it.
Right.
So
what's
on
there?
I'm going to need to get a refresher on exactly where it is. I got TBS, TNT, and CBS, obviously. I'm good on those three, but I'm going to have to learn where True is again on the spectrum.
Okay.
Was Tom Everett Scott in studio with the director and writer of All Square on Friday? So he's in a show...
Yeah.
That I hate to use this comparison because it gets used way too often these days, but a Curb Your Enthusiasm sort of show that is following a couple main characters around, dealing with whatever irreverent situations that arise throughout their day-to-day lives. He's in one of those shows that's really good. There's also a program, I don't know if it's still doing new episodes, called Billy on the Streets with Billy Eichner.
Okay.
That's a really good show.
I've seen a little bit of that one.
So he's just a total weirdo, which is right up my alley.
Is True TV the one that came up with that Carbonero effect show, or is that like a TBS where the magician guy is out in real life doing all kinds of magician stuff?
I don't know about that one.
All right.
I watch a lot of Carbonara shows, but not the...
But that's probably on the food side,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's
on the food side.
It's a really good show, though. My daughter loves that one.
Watch this pasta disappear.
Hey!
That's right.
Voila!
By the way, Trey, just as a side comment, since you mentioned Tom Everett Scott...
Now watch it come back.
I have not... I'm not going to pretend like I've interviewed a lot of actors, because I have not.
Mm-hmm.
But he was cool as hell. Coming in the studio.
He had a cool actor feel, but legitimate.
Yeah, you could tell that the actor thing has not completely consumed him. And he was just a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really good. The director was cool. We had one of the writers in here.
They were all cool.
Yeah, they did a good job.
And you could tell they were real, real buddies, too, because at one point, it just kind of, we had no transition. So I said, all right, guys, who is the biggest drug problem in Hollywood? And they all kidded around. They kind of looked at me, and then they go, oh, Tom.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
And he has that reputation, at least amongst people who act in Hollywood, as being a really nice guy.
Okay.
And one who doesn't do a whole lot of drugs. And I believe the story that he told us on the Midday Show, because he joined Brad and I earlier in the week, is not only does he have a family and like a couple teenage kids, but he is good friends, I think, with the writer that was in studio with you guys. And it's how he got hooked up with the role that is very far from what most people know him as, and that's really the nice guy routine. I mean, he plays a degenerate gambler who helps the Michael Kelly character, helps him make odds and figure out the best way to go about setting lines on these Little League games.
That's why I
giving him inside info.
I can't wait to see it for a lot of reasons. The fact that I think of him as a nice guy and he's not playing one, the fact that I think of Michael Kelly as a nice guy, because I didn't watch him in House of Cards. I just saw him in the military show, The Long Way Home, and he's incredible in that. So I think of him as like an American hero coming in, and he's playing this degenerate, you know, bookie gambler who's betting on kids. So, that was fun to have them in. That the screenings are happening. I believe it's tomorrow and Thursday for those next two screenings.
So, have you watched any of the 24-hour bracket stuff on ESPN?
I
couldn't sleep last night, and so I caught
just a couple minutes today.
I ended up watching a lot, probably from like midnight till 2.
So, what are they doing? Just
I mean, look, it's these poor people are just stuck there. They're playing all these goofy, crazy games.
Oh, it's that thing where they go all night and mix up the shows and do all that?
Do you know why it's worth it?
Why?
Laura Rutledge is wow.
Laura Rutledge. I'm not getting
blonde SEC Network.
Not getting a face on that one. Hang on. Keep talking.
Miss Florida.
Laura.
She comes off as cool as hell. She's, and I mean this nicely. Laura. This isn't Three's Company cute. She's cute as a button.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
gotcha,
a marriage material type stuff.
Oh, whoa.
She's married to a baseball player. So easy there, cowboy.
Well, I'm just saying you using the M word is
just
rare.
No. She was worth it. And Farnham's pretty good. So, they were goofing off. I didn't get much talk about the actual tournament.
You didn't get any picks?
Well, the more I've watched it, even this morning, like, there's some talk about the tournament, but
it's all a big distraction.
Just kind of other stuff going on.
Yeah. It's all a big smoke and mirror show.
Well, a lot of that's just 24/7. I mean, how much are you gonna get into it? But I did see the little stuff they have covered is Texas is getting a lot of love on these brackets.
People picking them to advance.
Trey doesn't like that.
Advance past just the first game or maybe even to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, Sweet 16. Jay Williams has him losing to Rick Barnes and Tennessee. That'd be fun. Kick y'all in the nuts. Screw you.
See, I think a lot of people pick those kind of matchups because they want them to happen, maybe versus thinking they're going to happen.
No, but I do think Texas has the draw where a Sweet 16 would not, I mean, would I be surprised? Yes, just because of this team, but not shocked. I mean, the draw's there for them.
It'd be fantastic for them. I think that would be fantastic if they won two games in this tournament.
Steal one? Or what if you have to play Cincinnati? Our cat yesterday was saying that's going to be a low-scoring game if 115 has a shot. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to have to obviously hit a bunch of shots. But, I mean, hell, I've seen Texas get to a Sweet 16 playing like garbage in the NCAA tournament. Garbage. You guys remember?
Are we going Coppin State here?
We're going Coppin State here.
Coppin State.
First game, Texas looked awful and somehow won. And then Coppin State, they didn't have Steve Nash and Santa Clara type profile. I mean, they were okay, but remember who they took down?
South Carolina.
There you go. Look at you.
And if I'm not
look at you.
And if I'm not mistaken,
so 97?
And that was a 215. That means Texas was in a 7-10, right? And I want to say they beat Purdue to get there.
Do
I have that right?
They beat Purdue in maybe. Anytime I think of Purdue, I think of 90 in that run.
Okay, maybe I've got that mixed up.
Panama Myers at the block.
I think Texas would have been in a 7-10 because I think when Coppin State knocked off South Carolina, it was a 15 over a 2.
Hold on, I'm getting there, Turbo.
It was one of the rare 15 over 2s.
Oh, you were dead on.
Yes?
You were dead on. I mean, you could not have been more dead on.
Right,
like me picking BYU or Utah, but Mecklenburg's actually at Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Wisconsin! Same thing.
Okay, same thing.
They actually won that by more than I thought, but I remember watching that game and thinking, God, you know. And then Coppin State game was 82-81. Then they got blown out against a 6-seed Louisville by 15.
They beat Coppin State by 1.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Reggie Freeman shot.
I totally forgot that.
Hey, it got in the 80s.
Yeah, it did. Good point. It did get in the 80s. No, I mean, theoretically, we all know anything can happen in the tournament, and Texas does have, for all of the 10 seeds, they do have a favorable road. By the way, we are going to talk more brackets today. Coming up at 5:05, one of our favorites, Brandon Lang, brandonlang.com. He came on before and after the Super Bowl, picked the Eagles, told you to pick the Eagles. He is a pro handicapper. Matthew McConaughey played him in a movie, and he loves college basketball.
He does. He'll tell you that he told you. You should have picked the Eagles, too.
Exactly. He will remind you.
He will.
So I want to know what he thinks of these matchups. He claims to – he told us last time we had him on that he follows the lower conferences. Sorry, lesser conferences. Mid-major
student-athletes.
Conference.
Watch your tongue.
He follows conferences that are not the Power Five. And so hopefully he's –
You mean the special conferences?
Correct. And he probably will have some 12, 13, 14, 15 seeds in mind for us. And we'll find out if he thinks the 16 is going to knock off a 1. Is Penn
going to pull it off? Penn's the one.
Can you imagine what those Kansas fans will do in Wichita if they lose to a 16?
Well, at least it wouldn't be the Elite Eight.
Oh, you're right about that. But it's not better
That's
than...
a good problem to have, by the way. That's like Texas being like, oh, we should have gotten more at Omaha. Well, okay. Got to Omaha 35. That's pretty impressive just to get there.
Yeah, why don't we go back in time to every time that's happened to Texas baseball, and then we'll you tell me if your feelings are, oh, yeah, this is a good place to be. This is a good place to be.
Right.
When you are that fan base, it drives you nuts.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Right?
No, it does. You're right.
Because you know you should have more.
Oh, you're right. No, no. I mean, it.
You have that feeling inside of, oh, we had the team that year.
Therapy, medication, and age to be able to appreciate 2004.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you know what? Eventually I'll get there.
Man, that is a specific year that I can understand it would be tough to appreciate.
That one's easier to swallow, though.
Well, you got championships to book in.
Easier
the thing.
To swallow, though. Baseball's
that,
baseball.
That makes it
they
easy.
Were a better team that weekend.
Okay.
Texas
right.
was better 19 out of 21 weeks. Cal State, they were 15 and 17. They weren't going to make the tournament. And you get two first-round picks at pitching the majors like that. They had a lot of pros, too. We forget about that. Justin Turner. Second base, who's still
mm-hmm.
playing
yeah,
and
yeah.
only getting better.
It's true.
Suzuki behind the plate.
I can't forget him. I
Watch
mean,
your mouth.
Every day I think of that team. And there's two championships, one on each side that has to make you feel better, right? 02 and 05 makes you feel better about
right.
it.
Right, and then the next overall. Year, 05, I didn't expect him to win it, and they did. So.
See, there you go.
I know.
You get one you didn't expect, and
I know.
Then you
got
don't
swept
get one
by
you
Baylor
did.
And then beat him when it counted.
It's kind of,
women are looking to do that this
yes,
year.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's a good point. It's kind of like the way my epiphany the other day on daylight savings time for the people that flip out, because I love this time of year. It's my favorite thing. Everybody loses their mind about, oh my God, we lost an hour.
It's only a day or two,
well,
right? That you feel that.
Number one, if you just tell yourself, well, it's not this time, it's this time, then you didn't really lose the hour. Number two, you gained an hour before. And you're just getting it back. So it really evens you out. And number three, time is something we just made up. So
look at Tony Robbins over here.
I mean, come on.
I love it.
It's not that big a deal.
No, it's
really
never,
is not.
It's never flipped me out. But, and to me, I'm with you. It's worth the daylight.
Love the daylight.
Even yesterday. Got home, just like, oh, isn't it nice?
Because the number one thing that helps are the people.
I literally stared up at the clouds.
The people out on the roads that you're such a fan of. It helps them get home
big
easier.
Big fan of them.
Yeah,
big
the time to be annoyed by that is fall back. It's not spring forward.
I agree. Most people love...
I'm not annoyed by that. Yeah, I'm, you know...
Most people love the fallback so much. Oh, my God, the extra hour. I love the extra hour. And I think, really, that's... That,
really, because it's about to be dark at 5 o'clock in a month.
Well, that's the whole thing. Long term, this is better, and fallback isn't. Short term, fallback's better. You get a... that maybe that Sunday, you wake up and you go, really? Because I have had those moments during fallback. I got to be honest, that first day where I go... Oh, God. You know me on Sunday. Oh, God, it feels like 5. Mm-hmm. No, it's 3:58. Whoa.
Look at you.
Whoa,
look at
I you. Just stole an hour.
Finding the balance. Once again, finding all the balance.
Finding it.
In life. That's
and
fantastic.
Then, of course, when you're going out regularly, the fall back is a big deal because you get an extra hour at the bar, too.
Now, that was cool. The first time I got to experience that
yeah.
one, that was pretty neat. It's 2 a.m.
That was great for
no,
us.
No, it's
but
not.
That's not great for us at this age. Like, that doesn't do yeah. anything for us.
Not even
point.
Close.
You know? But for all the people that are listening, that does enjoy
yeah.
it.
I had a good experience with that one. First time, I think it was 6th Street, and the bartender stands up on the bar and scream, and as everybody shut up, and it's like, ladies and gentlemen, it is 2 in the morning. You have to leave. Wait a minute. It's 1 in the morning. We've got... I mean, just loses his mind.
Wow. How much cocaine was that guy on?
Man.
I know, right? It was great.
I didn't realize you hung out at Logan's that often.
It was fantastic.
Fired up!
Was that not Aquarium? I could have sworn the same thing happened at Aquarium.
3:11.
Happens all over town. By the way, we do have Texas baseball for you. As soon as we are done, we'll get you set up for that throughout the day. Texas at Arkansas. Arkansas can play ball so far. They're number 5 in the country coming into this this matchup.
Yeah, no, this is a better team. I would expect them to win both these games. It's midweek, so you don't know with pitching what it's going to be like. But the crowd's going to be, as you laughed yesterday, Arkansas is always fired to play Texas, but
mm-hmm.
but baseball that's there too. So
yeah, I would think. I mean, all the big three sports. I can't imagine Texas going to Arkansas and being missed, and somebody didn't pay attention.
No, I know because when I did the regional, I had an LHN backpack, which all you know has the burnt orange and everything.
Right.
And Danny Graves and I are taking a leak once the regional's over with, and some drunk hillbilly comes in and sees my backpack. And as I'm peeing, he's like, well, well, well. You know, it was one of those, look like you ain't from around here, boy.
Uh-huh.
And but he goes, and kind of, as I turn around, he just gives me he couldn't even speak, gives me the longhorn, hook him down. I go, what? And he goes, And I go, you realize that in our lifetime, you're not going to get to as many College World Series as Texas ever. It's over. And he kind of looked at him. He just goes, and then put his head down and went to go take a leak. And Graves and I are walking out. And Danny goes, man, you take that stuff seriously, don't you? It's like, no, I mean, I take anything seriously when I'm taking a leak and someone wants to come up and talk noise when you're that plastered.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. And that guy is going to be...
I started having ESPN backpacks from that point on.
That's a good switch. Good switch to make. So that guy's going to be there. That guy and many like him are going to be there.
That guy will be there.
This evening?
Well, he's working, if he can get off.
And tomorrow afternoon?
And get out of the suit and get in there.
Of course, exactly. Well, if the firm lets him have the day,
it depends on what the markets in Tokyo are doing, to be honest.
Correct. Exactly. It depends on futures.
What do you make of Bo Ridgeway starting tomorrow night?
Tonight.
Is it tonight?
Okay.
Tonight is Bo. I have not been a fan of his stuff, and I'm all for production. In fact, I love guys that prove people wrong. But I thought that it's not lucky. I mean, he gets ground balls and he throws strikes, which is great, but I was never impressed with his stuff. And I even said that this year. They're like, we got an All-American closer. Who? We bring in Charlie Thames Jr.? Did we get someone from JC I don't know about? Is De Leon actually healthy? So I hope that he proves me wrong, and I hope that they can find a spot for him. But they're definitely trying to figure out whether Sugart's a starter, if Ridgeway's the closer. They've got some questions.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you think this starting decision is based strictly on the schedule that's so compacted right now, or is it also based on the pitching they saw against
Stanford?
That's
a good point. I think it could be both.
Okay.
And not only the schedule being compacted, but you're facing two top five teams six times.
Yeah.
In a week.
Six times in 7 days.
7 days.
Yeah. You just... the one day off. That's tough.
You know, it's a little different when you can trot out, you know, Matteo, the Italian kid.
Yes.
Bochy. Mm-hmm. And try, you know, or he's JC kid, or trot out a freshman and let them throw against Northeast, Southeast, directional Louisiana, who can be good, but it's different when you're facing these teams because they'll put up scores like Texas got the last three games against Stanford.
We will set you up for that game. Plus, there's all kinds of NFL stuff rolling today. We will tell you what tomorrow, the first day of business in the NFL, will lead to. We've got some good stuff updated on, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 quarterback updates for you of where these guys are going to be next year.
See, that's the puzzle?
It's coming together.
It's coming together.
It is coming together. We'll go quarterback puzzle on you coming up on the Horn. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday. Hope you're enjoying your South by Southwest so far. Trey, what do we have today?
This is a musician formerly out of Chicago. I believe he is San Francisco-based now. Ezra Furman and the Harpoons.
Like the name.
I do too.
Part of South by Southwest?
Yeah, got a little bit of a Bob Dylan sound about him. I saw him live once in Chicago way back when. This would have been at Shuba's.
Yeah, better voice, but...
I can hear what you're saying with the biz. Give me the last name again. Ezra who?
Furman. F-U-R-M-A-N.
Ezra Furman and the...
It's Mark's son.
Harpoons. Although Harpoons. He may just be solo now. I think he is just
Mark's
solo.
Son. Yeah. Let's hope not. Hope you're enjoying South by Southwest. Beautiful day today. Tournament is on the way. Thursday, everything gets cranked up. Tonight, got two teams getting into the tournament. Radford and LIU Brooklyn, whatever that is.
Let's go.
Plays at 5:40.
Once this thing starts, you still get a little bit of that feeling, don't you?
Yes,
okay,
I do.
Okay, I do too.
Yeah, because by definition, it is the bracket is the bracket.
Right.
The seeds are the seeds, and yeah, there's still a little bit of that. You have to understand, you kind of qualify the quality of what you're watching, but yes, it does.
There's still that.
Does give you a little bit of that.
Here's the problem is that that's when it starts. I want it to start in November.
That's fair. Yeah, it starts for me tip time Thursday. And you're right, it should start a lot sooner. St. Bonaventure and UCLA is the second game. They're both on True TV, and I'll double check on the Spectrum things. Maybe somebody's already texted it to me, but I can't remember. It's 100 and something.
Wow.
On Spectrum.
Thank you, Chad.
I still need to figure out which one that is. 130 is my guess, but I don't know if that's right. All right, let's get you the Big Three because there's a lot of NFL stuff today.
The Big Three.
All right, why don't we start local with a man who attended Westlake High School just like Kevin, but has earned just a little bit more in his career.
A tad.
Just a little bit more. Drew Brees is going to stick with the Saints. Not a big shock here. 2 years, $50 million. $27 million of it is guaranteed. There's a story out there today, Kevin, that Drew turned down $60 million guaranteed over the next 2 years from somebody else to stay put in New Orleans. And the way they played last year,
it's not going to make a difference. The amount of money he's made.
That's true. That's true.
Happiness would be bigger, right?
You always talk about that part of it. Plus, I'm sure there's a little bit of that with him, but he just feels like there's a loyalty there. Like he's always talked about it. He loves New Orleans, and he went there during a tough time. He helped them out of a tough time.
He's going to finish there, right?
I hope he finishes there. Yeah, I completely hope that's what happens. And the way that offense performed last year, it took one of the freakiest plays we've ever seen in the playoffs to kick him out.
Yep.
And with Kamara added to that running game and what they found there. And
it should have been the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and what Drew can always
do. Well, I shouldn't say that. It should have been the NFC Championship, yeah.
And what Drew can always do with
Easy
receivers.
Fans.
Yeah, that's true. So Drew Brees is going to stay with the Saints. Let's go to the other quarterback stuff. Case Keenum looks like he's going to the Broncos in free agency. So John Elway is going to go with Case Keenum. Then that brings up the question, what do they do at five in the draft? Speaking of that draft, Kirk Cousins was the biggest name out there. Where is he going to end up? Kirk Cousins is going to be the highest paid quarterback. 3 years, $84 million. All of it is guaranteed, and he is going to Minnesota like we had talked about and like everybody thought.
All right, so Keenum, that feels like they're going to draft someone. That feels like maybe, hey, if you could do this for a year or two.
We'll draft what we think might be the future.
Is that Allen? Stay away from Allen.
That feels, it feels like Elway's going to love on Allen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Arms love arms.
Right.
Right? Home run hitters love home run hitters.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen. I think he's going to fall in love.
Lips love lips.
That is. I wasn't even going to go there.
No, I wouldn't even say in them. I'm just thinking of, you know, there's an actress with big lips. I really like that.
Right.
Yeah. Alba.
She likes what she sees in the mirror.
Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
Of course you do.
So, Keenum Broncos. Cousins goes to the Vikings, and Sam Bradford is reportedly heading to Arizona. 1 year, $20 million. 15 of that is guaranteed. So, if you want to back it up one step of the puzzle, like you always talk about, Alex Smith goes from Kansas City to Washington, and Mahomes takes over in Kansas City. Cousins moves from Washington to Minnesota. All the free agents were in Minnesota. Bradford's going to go to Arizona. Keenum's going to go to Denver, and now we're waiting on Teddy Bridgewater.
Wow.
And Cousins.
One hell of a key party.
Right? And Cousins is in Minnesota. I think I got all that right. Other NFL stories outside of the quarterback world.
I hope Chad got Rosie O'Donnell. No, he set that up.
Kansas City is going to end up with Sammy Watkins. As a Cowboys fan, I was interested in the thought of the Cowboys maybe going after Watkins, but they weren't paying this much money. 3 years, $48 million. $30 million of it is guaranteed. Sammy Watkins is only 24.
Still potential.
And now he is a Kansas City Chief. He will be one of the favorite targets of Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Also, Anthony Hitchens, the former Cowboy linebacker, he's going to go to Kansas City. This one I had forgotten. Anthony Hitchens, the linebacker, old school.
I remember it. Give me some time. I want to say Purdue, but I remember it. I'll get there.
You are in the neighborhood. All right. So the Bears end up with Allen Robinson. 3 years, $42 million. Remember, Robinson tore his ACL third play of the year last year, but he is in Chicago.
That's a good pickup, too. I mean, because obviously, what are you trying to build? You're trying to build not only an offensive line, but some threats for Trubisky. Yeah. I mean, make this as easy as you can on them.
Mitch's confidence.
Right.
That's what you want. I like Allen Robinson. I think he's good. And then on the blood and guts part of the NFL, Jacksonville with an interesting move today. They sign, or going to sign as soon as they can, Andrew Norwell from Carolina. 5 years, $66.5 million. $30 million of it's guaranteed. He is the highest paid guard ever now, which will affect a lot of different things in the NFL.
We've seen this move in that direction.
Including Zach Martin.
Right.
Who the Cowboys have got to shore up. Zach Martin loves today because Zach's going to beat that number, whatever it is. The Cowboys have got to pay him a lot.
It's about time, though. I mean, stuttered, you missed out, buddy. Case.
That's right.
Wrong. But guards are getting paid.
They're getting
the
money.
And why are they getting paid, Chad? Hold on. Guess what's on?
The Andy
Reid
punt passing kit.
We have to stop the show every time this comes on.
Andy Reid and the punt passing kit.
December 3rd needs to become a holiday. December 3rd, 1971.
That's when it happened.
I still don't believe that's real.
It looks like he snuck in. It looks like his dad snuck in there.
Yeah, or his uncle.
It doesn't look like it's real. It really doesn't. And a cool story here. Andrew Norwell, undrafted guy. Now, he went to a big-time school,
right.
Which I had to look up. Andrew Norwell was an Ohio State Buckeye, but he is now the highest-paid guard in the NFL. So a lot of good NFL.
He went to Ohio State?
Yeah, Ohio State, went undrafted. Also, Danny Amendola is going to end up as a Dolphin. Remember, they just moved Landry, and so LeRon Landry's not going to be there.
You like that?
And
I mean, different spots there, right?
Yeah, I think Amendola may just be tired of the Patriot thing. Maybe he's tired of the intensity. Maybe he just, I don't know, wants to go live in Miami. Mm. That may not be about the football team.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying there.
Okay.
It may also be about the money, too. So Danny Amendola to Miami. We've obviously talked a lot of, we'll talk a lot of bracket today, getting ready for Texas and Nevada, and the play-in games start tonight. Plus, in the NBA, the Rockets keep going, 109-93. They beat the Spurs last night. And a couple things to get to in this game. The good news for you Rockets fans, you're two up on first place now. Bad news if you're a Spurs fan is, one, you lost. You got to go 13-2 the rest of the year to get to 50. Doesn't look like you're doing that. Plus, you're now the 10 seed in the West. They fell out of the playoffs last night. So even getting to the playoffs looks tough.
Mm.
And, Kevin, Pop and Kawhi supposedly had their conversation today, and it looks like Kawhi will not be able to return Thursday against the Pelicans like they thought.
Huh. This is not looking good. It had to come to an end at some point, right? I'm not writing them off yet.
I got three words for everybody wearing black and silver. I'm not saying you do this outwardly. Don't do it like Cuban did. Shut it down. Shut it down.
No.
There have been 20 straight years.
Quitter.
No, not quit. You're not quitting. But there have been 20 straight years where you're making playoff runs. You got five championships. We all know what you are. The one thing they've never had through this whole thing is rest. LaMarcus needs it. Leonard needs it. They are battling their way all the way through April and May and June. Just one time, let the Spurs.
Ginobili and Parker could use a year nap, too.
Exactly. Let what's left of Parker and Ginobili, if that's still Pop's plan, to just get every bit out of them he can. Gasol, all these guys getting banged up, let them rest. Let them have the longest summer they've ever had and then come back next year and reset. Because you're not going through Houston and Golden State as an eight seed? A seven? It's just not going to happen. What they need to do is keep playing like they're playing now.
Excited about the West, especially if Portland keeps on playing like this.
Portland's playing really well. They're up to what, 3-4?
Yeah, they're fun. I mean, it's a guard combo thing with McCollum and then Lillard. And
they're fun.
Lillard is just, jeez, unconscious right now.
Lillard is fantastic, and CJ McCollum is a player that
they play well together.
He's probably an underrated guy.
People, I agree.
People don't always think of him when they think of the league stars, but when you watch those guys play together, they're a blast to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, San Antonio's in a tough spot right now. So that is the latest on that. Dallas at New York tonight. Orlando at San Antonio at 7:30. We'll see if the Spurs can get win number 38 on the year. There is the big three for
it's a
you.
A lot to it right there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking of Hitchens. You said I was close. Give me another hint.
Anthony Hitchens.
Not Indiana.
Let me see. No. Yeah, he's going to be 26 coming up in June. Let me see what kind of hint I could give you that wouldn't be blindingly obvious. You might, considering this school and his position, you might think he was Caucasian.
Wisconsin.
Ooh, it's close.
Considering his school, Minnesota, you would think, but not really.
You're in the division. You're in the division. You're right there.
Iowa.
There it is.
Iowa.
There it is.
Iowa.
Hey, Iowa Hawkeyes, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
I was thinking of, what's his name? Is it Chad Greenway that played at Iowa?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I was thinking of Chad Greenway in my mind when I said that. Breaking news, Trey.
I realize there's a chance that you guys have already talked about this segment, and I just missed it, but the Packers just released Jordy Nelson.
I didn't mention.
Hey,
Jordy Nelson's on the market. That's an interesting,
really
interesting guy out there. Somebody's going to make that guy into.
How was he after the knee this year?
I mean, I guess
he wasn't the same.
No, I guess he's never going to be that Jordy Nelson again. But it's still a percentage of Jordy Nelson in the right system with the right quarterback.
Oh no,
right?
Let's take a look at him.
I think that could work.
I did see a mock today. No Texas players going, and it had the Cowboys at 19 taking DJ Moore out of Maryland, kid we saw.
Yep, the Maryland receiver.
Yeah, who can fly. He can really go.
Yeah, he freaked out at the combine in a good way.
But this is also where we can look at when guys are getting released, maybe who they think early on they can get to come in and plug and play. And that's where the first thing I thought of when I saw Sue leave was Vita Vea. And then first thing I saw on this draft today was Vita Vea going there.
How high? Oh, to Miami?
To Miami.
That'd be a good pick.
At 11.
Yeah, that'd be a great pick. Because Vea gives you, obviously, you hope he gives you the football part, but he won't give you the locker room trouble part.
No. I don't think so.
Not to the level Sue would.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
He can't be that guy.
And I think he'll play every down.
That too.
That's kind of big to me. He's not physically as strong, but there's a quickness element. I think he could be a little bit more versatile. I'm definitely putting a lot of my chips in his bucket, but I believe in it. DJ Moore can go. I mean, that would be someone to replace Dez as a speed guy, and there's a lot of uncertainty with Dez.
Now, DJ Moore, I know he's very, very fast. I'm trying to remember, is he 6'3"-ish somewhere?
That's what I thought, yeah.
Like 6'3 and fast.
Yeah.
Not super big, but not small.
He was 4'3".
He burned it up at the combine. He was impressive. He was definitely impressive. The draft obviously coming up at the end of April. So there you go. A lot of good NFL stuff
six
today.
6 feet. Yeah, I didn't think he was 6'3".
Oh, he's 6'6". Okay. I was trying to wish him to 6'3". Coming up, we will get you the afternoon blitz. So get
he was
in.
6'3", he wouldn't be around at 19.
Good point. Get in line. 447-3776. If you want a blitz on this Tuesday, jump on in there. Got a crap bag for you as well. I had an old man moment over the weekend. I will tell you about it. I'm sure many of you have had it as well. But right now, let's hear from the voice of the Longhorns. He's very busy this time of year, but he has time to, record these reports for you. So you should appreciate that. Craig White.
This may actually be spring break week for most college campuses across the country, including Texas and Texas State. But don't tell that to their athletic programs. First of all, there are postseason basketball games in the preparation process. The Texas State women play a women's NIT game at Rice on Thursday night. The Texas women, seeded second in the NCAA's Kansas City region, host a first-round game versus Maine on Saturday afternoon at the Irwin Center. And the Longhorn men, seeded 10th in the NCAA South region, play 7th seed in Nevada on Friday afternoon in Nashville. Head coach Shaka Smart understands the intensity of March Madness, but he says he wants his guys to enjoy the experience as well.
That's the key, Craig. I mean, you have to understand what's at stake. And I told the guys, obviously what goes into winning in the NCAA tournament, it's not different than what goes into winning during the regular season, but you will feel a heightened sense of nervousness at the beginning, and this is a big deal. And the good thing about playing on Friday is, the guys will have gotten a chance to have watched some games Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The bad thing about playing on Friday is you got to wait. But, I think for our guys, the more connected we can be together and helping each other, that's the big key.
And lest we forget, Texas softball has an afternoon contest at 18th-ranked South Carolina at 5 o'clock on 105.3 The Bat. Texas State hosts UTSA in baseball in San Marcos this evening. And here in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Longhorn baseball team plays the first of a two-game series with the 5th-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks tonight at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:45 on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. And we'll have a recap of the baseball and softball for you tomorrow morning in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
Brought to you by Bud Light. The Blitz.
All right, let's see what an afternoon blitz might sound like on a Tuesday. Beautiful day out there, and it's 447-3776. Here we go. First blitzer, you're up.
On the Spurs knee, the choke job, this is Latrell Sprewell.
Latrell, what a story that was. That's freaky no matter what. Blitzer number two, you're up.
Hey, Chad, I got a two-parter for you.
Yep.
All right, so one, are you going to participate in the washer tournament at Buck's Backyard?
I'm not sure based on time and stuff, but maybe.
Okay, and number two, if you do, I'll make a bet with you.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If A&M loses in the first round, you have to be my partner. If they win, I'll cover your entry fee for you and your partner of your choice.
Wow. Interesting. This is an offer on the Washer tournament.
I think it's a great deal.
At the I'm going to tentatively say yes. I'm not sure what the scheduling is because we may be doing the Horn Bash live thing during the Washer tournament. But, hey, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you very much, Blitzer. Blitzer number three, you're up.
Chad, honey, this is Wendy. Okay, you can go ahead, call yourself an old man just because you got a dad's body. Now, you can spruce yourself up with a mullet and parachute pants and a white beater t-shirt and go ahead and put a Tasmanian devil tattoo on your bicep and just put it there and say, Wendy's man. Mm. That would suffice.
I like that, Digger.
Put her name right there in the tornado.
He's doing some thinking.
That'd be awesome. Blitzer number four, you're up.
Kind of feel bad for Oklahoma State not getting in, but hey, they're from Oklahoma. Who cares?
Good point.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Would rather have them in than Oklahoma.
I'd rather have USC and Notre Dame in than both of them.
I'll take that, too.
Right. I'd take that swap. And finally, Blitzer number five. You're up.
Lost in the fact that A&M basketball miraculously made the basketball tournament is all the ice cream that Katie Kennedy is now hoarding after the departure of Pudgy Summey. Can you believe that, Chad? This is unbelievable stuff.
What's going on with that, Chad?
Okay, how dare you? First,
that's the story of Mike Matheny and the bird poop.
Let's go back to miraculously. The Aggies are a 7 seed. That's not miraculously making the tournament.
No, they were getting in.
Come on.
They were getting in.
The second part, I have no idea what he's talking about. What is it? Who's hoarding ice cream?
Billy Kennedy. Because someone's gone.
So someone's got to take that over.
Wait. So now the jokes are going to start that Billy's gaining weight?
I don't know. Is he? I haven't seen him.
No, I have not. I think he's fine.
Okay.
He looks just the same in that suit as he has for a while.
How does Gary Blair look?
I have not seen Gary in a while.
He's still the coach, right?
He is still the coach of the women's team. I have not confirmed. I can't confirm or deny what he looks like right now.
He had a quote said that they lost to the 13th seed. I'm going to have my kids out there selling popcorn for the next game, and I'll be with them. All right, Gary.
Gary.
Good luck with that.
All right, let's get a quick crap bag here.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, there are guys that are listening out there that may have this moment that will be coming at some point. Maybe it'll happen for Kevin. Maybe it'll happen for Trey. It happened to me over the weekend. So we were in the CVS in Kerrville, and we were shopping.
It's a fun place to hang.
Yeah, just looking around. It was Saturday night, big Saturday night. And so
Johnny working.
Johnny was not working. Johnny was not working. But there is a Johnny part of this story in a second. But I walked over and I saw this section of reading glasses, and I turned to my wife. I said, "You know what? I got to admit, it's not that I need it all the time while reading. But there are moments where something's a little close to my face and it starts to blur. And I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna see." So I go over and I put my hand up to my face and looked at my Aggie ring, and it was, you know, blurry.
Is that your test for vision?
Well, at this moment it was. And it was.
I know it is for smell.
It was blurry. How dare you? And then I took just a random pair of these reading glasses. I have no idea if it was the right ones for me, and did the same exact thing. It was unbelievable how clear it was.
I had that recently.
It was unreal, guys. If you're having these moments, and Aaron Hogan does it now, and we made fun of him a little bit, and he said, you're going to have to do it too. It's going to happen. And Aaron, if you're listening, it's on the way.
It's not on the way for me, brother.
You're already there?
No. In 10 days, I'm getting my vision to 2015.
Yours is a whole other thing, though.
Thanks
right.
to Sharp Vision.
Yeah. See, my eyes are...
You can get a grand off that right now, man.
My eyes are good enough where that can't help me. Like, I don't qualify.
So let your eyes get bad enough.
That's what I need to do.
And then
maybe.
Go in there.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
No, because they did that with me, but they did it during the exam I went through, which is free, to see if you qualify.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize how bad my right eye was. And since then, I've been playing all these games, you know, even at home.
Playing the pirate game?
I'm going the pirate game. And my right eye is just...
Oh, my God.
And when they showed me what it's going to be, that's what you got.
Yeah, so I'm just letting...
Well, mine was probably a lot clearer because you just picked up a random pair of glasses.
I did, right. I just picked up a random one. But I'm telling you, it's somewhere in the future, you may see me with a pair of these reading glasses.
All right.
Just to look at really, like...
Is it going
to
cut down on the other accoutrements?
Probably not.
Wristbands, I mean, and all that?
Probably not.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's going to affect any of that. But it will affect, like, I can't, when I'm reading labels now, I can't get it close. You know, like, I can, when the label's clear, I can't then pull it close to my face because it gets blurry.
Yeah, getting old sucks, man.
It is just, yeah, it's really terrible. Does. So, yeah, if you're out there and you're having these feelings, I understand. Also, while we were in Kerrville, I feel like such an idiot. I totally forgot that Johnny went to high school there. We drove right by the stadium.
No.
I looked up and saw it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot. Kerrville Tyvee, that's Tyvee High School. And they have a big TFND, Tyvee Fight Never Dies, and the antlers up there and the stadium. It was fantastic.
Any mention of Johnny?
I did not. We intended to go back on Sunday morning, and I just... We forgot, and we were already halfway back, and I realized, oh, we even did go to the stadium. But I saw where he played high school football and where he supposedly, legend tells, would flip off the opposing fans like all the time. And
oh, he probably had keggers underneath there.
Yeah, he was flipping them off in their stadium too. But, yeah, I did see it. So I was pretty excited to see where Johnny played. At some point, I got to go back and turn that into like a mecca. Go there and like pray once a year. And
you could start your own tour.
Do the hand signal. I could.
You guys should move to Kerrville. This could be a second business for you, Chad.
We could do the Johnny tour.
Like a pizza tour in the village. Going to blow up.
4 o'clock hour coming up. Dustin McComas right around the corner from orangebloods.com. Longhorn baseball at Arkansas. Longhorn basketball getting ready for Nevada and the big dance coming up on Friday afternoon. We'll get his thoughts on both here on the Horn.